Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome back to shareenjoyment.com. Welcome to the nightly share, 10 to 10 for 10. This is your host, Mordechai Plotzker, and tonight we're going to discuss Parshas Ekev. So with that, I'd like to open up with a pasuk in the sixth parsha that says, V'yata Yisrael, and now you, the Jewish people, Ma Hashem Shoel Me'imach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu request from you? Kim Le'yiras Hashem, rather to fear God, to go in His path, and to love Hashem, to love Avodas Hashem, and to serve God, to do so with all of your heart and with all of your nafshecha, with all your soul, but it also means with all your means at your disposal by which to do so. Rashi explains that the word ma, what, can also be read as me'ah, meaning our rabbis saw that there was a letter missing in this pasuk. If you count the letters in this pasuk, you'll find that there are 99 letters in this pasuk. And so the rabbis added another letter. Which letter did they add? They added the letter Aleph. Why is that Aleph so significant? Because when you add an Aleph to the letters Mem, Hey, you end up with me'ah. And this is something that David HaMelech had instituted and recommended, that the pasuk should really be ma'a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests 100 watts. So during the time of David HaMelech, there was a terrible plague, and there were 100 people dying every single day. For some reason, this plague was out of control, and it was very overwhelming for the people at that time. And David HaMelech consulted with the Urim B'Tumim, and he learned that the people have to institute that there should be 100 blessings every single day. As the pasuk says, Unuma Geber Hukamo, were not for this individual, Hukam Ol, that established a new covenant. Ol is also the gematria. Ayin Lamed is the gematria 100. So David HaMelech established that there should be 100 blessings every single day. And we hold this today to be self-evident and true. We also have this requirement to this very day. There's another pasuk that brings down V'heistia Hashem Mimcha Kocholi, and that we should be able to remove the all sickness. If we really want to remove all of the sickness, Kocholi, then Mimcha, it has to come from you. What has to come from you? Your desire to understand, appreciate, and count your blessings. Mimcha, Memcha, is also the gematria, 100. So we have this constant reminder that we have to keep this in mind. Now, I heard a shiur many years ago from Rabbi Eli Mansour where he says that we actually swallow some letters when we even say the bracha of Amotzi, for example. We say the bracha of Baruch Atah. So already over there, when you swallow the Aleph, it's Baruch Atah. So it's not Baruch Atah. It's not one word. It's Baruch Atah. So there's an Aleph. And then we continue on by saying Baruch Atah Shel Makein Melech Olam. It's Melech HaOlam. And there's a Hey. And then if we keep on continuing with this one bracha, we will say Ha Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. Some people say Lecha Min Haaretz. It's not lechem min haaretz, it's lechem min haaretz. And there's the mem. So we go back and we find ourselves swallowing those three letters, mem, aleph, and hey. And that again corresponds back to the 100 requirement, me'ah, meaning 100. And so the Barbanel brings down, tefillah below kavana, kiguf below neshama, as somebody who davens but without any intent, is like a soul. Kiguf is like a body without a soul. And the Rav Soloveitchik also said something quite similar. In Kedusha, below Achana, that there's no holiness unless there's preparation that's included as well. So if we want to make something special, we have to really think about it. So we have to be mindful of the blessings that we have. We have to count our blessings. And if we do so, it makes our davening that much more meaningful. And so once David HaMelech instituted 100 blessings every single day, the plague came to an end. And this was meant as a shmira for Klal Yisrael. But we all are very much aware that it is very difficult for men and women to reach that requirement. Men, because, well, firstly, and you know, people may be a little tired one day. They may not be able to get to shul. They may not be able to hear the brachos. And what are those brachos anyway? What are we talking about? Hamapil, which is that's something that we say before we go to sleep. That's counted for the following day. Brachos 2 and 3 are Alantiyos Adayim and Asher Yatzar in the morning. Brachos 4 through 19 are the 16 morning brachos, beginning with Asher Nasal Nasach Vivina. Brachos 20 to 22 are Berchas HaTorah. The brachos of 23 and 25 are the brachos that we make on Tzitzis and Tefillin. And then we have 26 and 27, which is the Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. And then we have 28 to 35, that's the 8 brachos in the Shema in the morning, as well as in the evening. The brachos 36 to 92 are the 19 brachos that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, which total 57, and that bridges that gap. And then we have the last 8, and those are said after eating food, after eating bread, you know, including Amatios Yadayim, Hamotzi, Berachas Hamazon, and then some, and then of course during the rest of the day with Asher Yatzar. So again, that's how we get to the 100. But you might have noticed that we include, of course, you know, talis and tefillin, and women are not required to wear talis and tefillin. So how are they supposed to bridge the gap? And how are men supposed to bridge the gap when, for example, they're not feeling well and don't make it to shul? They can't hear the chazaras hashatz. How in the world are they ever going to catch up to that? So I saw in the Das Kanei Bali Tosas brings down that the word modim is also the gematria 100. Mem is 40, vav dalet is another 10, that makes 50. Yud is 60, and then you have the mem, which is another 40, which totals out to 100. So what does this mean to say? That means that when a person is looking to fulfill the 100 blessing mandate, and for whatever reason they're not able to, or they don't feel they're going to reach that quota, then the best way to accomplish or fulfill that quota is by having kavana on one paragraph every single day. So this paragraph obviously is modim, and modim in itself, if you look at the words of modim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim v'niflos, miracles for us every single day, we have to be so appreciative and be makar tov. And, you know, saying modem again is another way of, again, Yehudi is somebody who is modeh al emes, with dover emes bovavo. He's always looking to do the right thing. So this modem obviously is the fulfillment of that quota. But I saw in the Meshech Chachma as well that in this pasuk, if you read it again, we say ma Hashem shol me'imach, that's really me'ah, that Hashem shol me'imach. The hardest thing is Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. The Meir Simcha from Devint in his Sefer the Meshech Chachma brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, everything is in the hands of man. Hashem obviously is there for all of us to reach out. Karav Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Hashem Yikru B'Emes. But Yir Shemayim is something that we own. We own the Yir Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for Yir HaShemayim. And once Hashem gets Yir HaShemayim, it has to also be followed with love. Ahavas Hashem. You can't have the two separate from one another. You have to have them coexist nicely together. So in summation or in conclusion, we learn a very special and valuable lesson from this week's parsha, from this week's pasuk in particular. The requirement to say 100 brachas every single day. As we just said, we should be makar tov of all the brachas that we say. And when we say brachas, we should be careful not to swallow them, or else we'll have to make a bracha achrona on all the letters that we swallow. So in this chus of saying brachas correctly, we should be zocha, we should be worthy of receiving all the brachas ad b'li dai. I wish everyone a wonderful and successful week. This is Mordechai Plotzker from Cincinnati, Ohio, and God willing, we'll be back again next week at the same time. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.